Guardians of the Geekery, episode 262. We had a fantastic time at Con Carolinas 2019. Check out episode 261 before you listen to this episode. That's where we interview the Con Carolinas 2019 guest of honor, author guest of honor, Aaron Rosenberg. Lively conversation with him. Check it out. And this episode, we just talk kind of a round robin about what each of us liked about Con Carolinas 2019. And we were also joined by Sarah Moore. She does some fantastic character creations, and she'll, of course, be at Muggles Market 2019. Fantastic, right before the Geek Gala. So just want to give a quick shout out really quick here to the Predators and Petticoats. It's a new anthology from the editors of Lawless Lands, and we'll have a link to the Kickstarter in the show notes, but definitely check it out on Kickstarter. And if you've always believed that the female of the species is deadlier than the male, absolutely, then check out Predators and Petticoats, an anthology of women who hunt, claw, and prowl their ways through stories by Shauna McGuire, John Hartness, Rod Belcher, Cat and Rambo, and more. Catch them while you can. Check out the Kickstarter today. Again, do a search for Predators and Petticoats. Love that title. Very cool. So check it out, folks, while you can. Back it. Support local authors and just great storytelling and the craft.
In the podcast room of the Geek Gala HQ, there are assembled Charlotte, North Carolina's four okayest geeks, created by the cosmic legends of their own mind. Starnslord, the Giddy Geeker, Carol the Cat, Tipples Tannenbaum. Their mission, to support local, to discuss all things geek, and to serve all fankind. They are the Guardians of the Geekery, the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks.
Are we on? We are on. Are you on?
I think I'm on.
I'm on. Are you on, Sarah?
I'm on.
All right. Starnslord?
Present.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know.
This is take two because we crashed on the middle of take one, which is kind of like how I felt after Con Carolina.
Yeah. So if we sound a little like redundant, it's because we just said these things before.
Yeah. I don't think it would sound redundant to them, though.
But it wouldn't sound redundant to them. It would sound redundant to us.
If we sound less enthusiastic, it's because we were really enthusiastic.
If we don't find our own jokes as funny as we did, it's because this is the second time we've heard them.
Yeah, we're not going to do the Mint and Box one.
Insert hilarious joke here.
So Sarah's here with us.
Hey,
hello.
Sarah Moore.
Because we love you more.
Oh.
So Sarah is part of Sarah's character's creation. In fact, she is the owner and proprietor
yep,
and
that's me.
Chief slave probably too of Sarah's character creation. So you make unique chess sets.
I do.
And when we say unique, these are the things you want to love. So you make made to order chess sets where people can order things like a chess set that's Marvel versus DC with peg dolls, and you do Doctor Who. You said you're working on
that one. Yeah.
So you're talking about maybe like New Who versus Old Who, and then Harry Potter.
That one is my favorite one so far.
Yeah. And what are some other ones?
I've got the Disney princesses versus villains.
Ooh. Oh, and that one looked really cool too.
I may have put an extra time in that because the villains are my jam. And
poor
I recently
souls.
Exactly. Yeah. I recently did a Pirates versus Ninja set for a friend that I'm hoping to get into my normal repertoire.
No, that's awesome. Yes, I love it. So now you have to just do it like an Avengers Endgame, right?
Oh, I don't know if I have the strength.
You can do Marvel versus DC.
She did.
Yeah. Oh, you do that.
I do,
that at the beginning. That Marvel's would be the rundown.
Tell us the queens, too, because it was...
So the queens for Marvel and DC are Iron Man and Batman. And everyone always questions why I didn't make it like Wonder Woman and Black Widow, and part of it's just the shape of the peg dolls doesn't really make sense. But I picked Iron Man and Batman for the queens because they are the drama queens of each group.
Well, there you go. So. But Thor might beg to differ.
Yeah. Oh. Recent movies may have me reevaluating.
Ooh, you should do a Star Wars versus Star Trek.
That would be good.
That's a good idea.
We can end endless debates.
Yes. It's like you put your money where your peg is. So. There we go. And then along with that, you cut up comic books.
And books.
People are screaming everywhere.
And books.
And regular books. And you make coasters and magnets and amazing pieces of art. But we have discussed this. We've decided to give her the okay to do that because you're actually buying these comic books and other things from Goodwills and thrift stores so that they would have new life. Yeah. So it's not like she's taking a first edition that she hasn't looked at first. These are ones that are maybe not graded high level and you're turning them into something fantastic.
It literally started because my brother and I have always wanted to get into comics and never really knew where to start. And we found a Groupon. It was like, they'll send you 60 comics for $30. We're like, might as well start there. And then we read through them. We're like, well, now what? So thanks to Pinterest, this all started.
Oh, okay.
Pinterest is a black hole of...
It is, especially if you have multiple interests.
Oh, yeah.
I only have like 20 boards going at the same time.
I think I'm down to 3. It's usually like Geek Gala ideas, my original wedding one, and then strange things that get pinned by Pinterest for me that I don't ask them to.
Oh.
I like where I maybe accidentally click on something that, and it, I don't know.
Got a ton. Yeah. So Con Carolinas, we did Con Carolinas recently.
Yeah, yes. 2019.
Yeah, we were there. Yes. So,
what did you guys think?
I thought it was nice to be back.
Yes,
because I hadn't been
and not
for
be
a
in charge
years.
Of something
and not be in charge of anything. It was my first year as a guest.
Nice.
Because
were you a moderator at all?
I was. I moderated 2 panels. I moderated Adulting and Fandom. And They're Creepy and They're Kooky, which was an Addams Family panel, which I was kind of worried because that was at 2 p.m. on Sunday and I figured nobody would be there. But we actually had a full room.
Wow.
Talking about the Addams Family. So
that's nice.
Yes, I did play the theme song at the beginning of the panel.
Well done.
We not only had a full room, we had a full panel. We had like 6 of us on the panel. Everyone wanted to talk about the Addams Family.
Aww. Yeah. I had like, what, I won 4. Two. I had 7 panels. I think that's actually one of my lower numbers for content.
Yeah, I actually had 6 or 7, but those are the only 2 that I moderated. The other ones I was just sitting on or helping because I helped you with the Super Pass Nerds.
Right. Yeah.
Did you moderate all the ones you were in or?
No.
No?
I did not do Geeky Rants.
That one was one of my favorite ones of the weekend.
Thank you. Did you like what I said best?
Oh, definitely.
So did someone rant about toxic fanboys? Because
I did.
Okay, so here's the thing. I was on Geeky Rants for a very long time.
Yes.
Several
It was
times.
My turn.
Yeah, well, the thing was, the last Geeky Rants that I did, every person except me ranted about toxic fanboys. And so I turned to Chris and I was like, if you put me on another Geeky Rants, I'm going to rant about ranting about toxic fanboys because tired of giving them the attention they don't deserve.
Oh, no. I was more about, I think, honestly, it wasn't really toxic fanboys. It was about people ranting about things they didn't like when they never watched it or read it or listened to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And see, I always treated Geeky Rants as ranting about something within geekdom.
Yes.
My last rant was about demonic possession in movies and how
Darren did his annual Green Arrow rant about
he's
that
was magical.
Yeah, it is. Well, especially because it's literally a general physician telling you all the reasons why Green Arrow is dead.
Oh my god!
So,
well, and I appreciate it because my brother, who's with me at the con, is an EMT, and he was sitting there going, "Yes,
yeah, yeah." So my thing, my rant was about our friend, our mutual friend G. I will not use his name on the air, but he knows who he is.
Gene Simmons.
Who? sorry about that. Who went to the Deathly Hallows Part 1? and then said that it was a filler movie, and then and got me extremely upset. And then I found out he'd never been to any of the other movies, nor read any of the Harry Potter books.
So what's the point at that point of going to that movie?
He was just trying to socialize.
Why don't you just jump in at movie 7?
I know.
I jumped in at Jaws the Revenge, and man, that entire series sucks.
I know. This is a thing. So I got really upset about that. So that was it. My thing was just let people have their joy. I call myself the Giddy Geeker because I like to focus on what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you're going to get all mired down and you think you have to prove something by telling me all the things that are wrong with something that gives me joy, I don't need to share space with you.
I make jokes about Twilight, but I have a very dear friend whose wedding I was in last year, and she walked down the aisle to what I call that shitty Twilight song. Mm. But I wasn't going to tell her I'm not going to be your bridesmaid because you're walking to a Twilight song and ew. Because she loves the movies, and so
at least she has something she loves, you know. Yeah, and it's like, if it's not your thing, guess what? There's, you know, you go to Dragon Con. There's 36 tracks at Dragon Con. Just find the one you want.
Don't steal my sunshine. Don't do it.
Her love of Twilight made me give her Suki Stackhouse books. I'm like, maybe you'll like these a little better, and she did. So
there you go. There you go. It all works out.
Yeah. So didn't have a cool theme song for True Blood. So.
Yeah, but we get to do Super Pass Nerds.
Yeah,
we hadn't done it since RaverCon 2 years. ago. We had a little bit of a challenge because
the PowerPoint wasn't quite working, but
we
had like guests that were like
had never seen the show, and so I did apologize. Usually I will make sure to send clips to the celebrity panelists so at least they've watched the show before they get up there, but I was fortunate at RavenCon that I had 4 celebrity guests who were big fans of Super Pass Nerd, so that was my fail. And then I let a celebrity panelist pick their first muggle, you know, contestant. And she didn't really want to do it. And then, so she just kept saying, I don't know.
It's like you gotta get something, honey.
But the second round was amazing because then there were frustrated people who wanted to like make the game go correctly. Yeah. And they did great. And we met a girl named April, and she did amazing. And also David from round 1 did great. Yeah. So there was definitely fun to be had. But so we did that. And then I did...
I do think that needs a 90-minute slot, though.
At RavenCon, it wasn't a 90-minute slot at RavenCon. We just had people that knew what they were doing,
so it went a little bit quicker.
Mm. Yeah. So if they allow me to do it again, which I hope they will, I'll make sure that I post links to the game beforehand so people know what they're coming to.
Yeah.
And then I moderated Are You My Tribe, which was fun, and then which was just talking about how to find people in fandom and stuff like that.
That was a good one.
And if you came to that, HOA. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Lordy.
HOA. You know what it means.
Homeowners Association.
You know the secret. No.
You would think, but not so much. So yeah, so we had that fun. And of course, Friday night we did the room party. My gosh.
That was nuts.
That was crowded. That was
insane.
It started before it started.
I had to actually duck out because it was getting too claustrophobic for me.
Yeah.
And then every time we went back, you couldn't get into the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's the thing. We ran out of food. We ran out of drinks. And people still stayed.
They just sat there and sang. Like, and
I have nothing left to give you.
We had to kick them out.
Okay. Yeah, we had to kick them out. I think
it was a dearth of room parties this year because I'm not quite sure people knew what was going to happen with the con.
I think we were the only room party on Friday night. I think there were several on Saturday, but I didn't want to do it on Saturday because our track that we were invited to be there on had a special event going on at 10, and I just didn't feel like that was appropriate.
There was only 2 on Saturday, and one of them actually...
Was a book one? Or
One of them was a Deep South con bid for Contraflow, which wasn't too bad. They had a really nice. It was Mardi Gras themed, and they had a really nice hurricane drink there. And then the other one was just kind of a room party. It's just one of those people. It's like, let's throw a room party.
Okay. Yeah.
And they kept shutting theirs down and then opening it back up because they were going to do stuff. So I'm not sure if it was actually a room party or if they just opened the room up to people.
Because I think in 2018. They gave away prizes for the best room party, and they encourage room parties. And this year, I remember early on they were talking about doing like these official Con Carolina's room parties, and then they changed it, and then they just didn't really promote it.
I don't think they really promoted it.
So people were like, but oh, what do we do? But we always just do it. So it's like,
They know we're going to do it. Yeah. We were a sponsor of Con Carolina, so they love us. We were official.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so we did that. And then, of course, Sunday morning we did the podcast, which was amazing. We had four sets of amazing guests. Aaron Rosenberg, who was the author guest of honor. And then...
Special guest.
No, he was the author guest.
No, I thought. David Weber was the special guest.
David Weber was supposed to be on the podcast. Unfortunately, due to a timing conflict miscommunication, he thought that he was going to be on another panel, and he asked to be off of that, which was amazing because it opened up the gates for us to have a last minute author guest, who was Dacre Stoker, the great great
grandnephew
of Bram Stoker.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was so cool.
It was actually a really
I appreciate David Weber, but we've seen him at many cons, and this was my first time meeting Dacre, and he was
actually a really good
interesting. So hopefully, you know, we're going to be playing. We did four interviews, Library Bards, Tori Belleche from Mythbusters.
I was so excited to see him.
Yeah.
So I had such a crush on him when that show was on.
So we got to do a talk with him about his future projects. And so you can listen in on that in a couple weeks. So
I think it's called the Sarah Moore Project. I thought that was kind of strange.
He was kind of stalking you. We thought it was weird.
He showed some footage and it was really creepy.
I was like, what if she hadn't come? What would you have done then? So, you know, but no, he was very cool. He's very low key. He's a cool customer. He didn't have handlers like the others did. Yeah. He just kind of walked in.
It was very easy to walk past his table and not realize it was him.
Yeah, because he had a hat on and he was just like very much like, hey,
I'm here.
so that
was pretty cool.
So he was very cool to meet with. And Library Bards are always a hoot. I want to drink their water. I don't know. Well, she had Starbucks, so I refuse on that part.
I don't think they sleep
Bonnie, at cons.
No. Bonnie was awake at 3 a.m. Sunday morning.
She was just like bouncing off the walls.
Of course, so was I. So.
But yeah, I think it really, so it was amazing.
But they just don't sleep. So, but they're always a bundle of fun. They're always really fun.
Starn's Lord, you saw him, right? You saw him on Saturday.
I think everybody saw him.
There's photographic evidence.
Well,
yeah, that's going to be our cover photo for this episode, by the way, Carol.
Okay.
So what did you see with Starn's Lord?
The wonderful hula outfit.
Oh, I know.
That was amazing.
So tell us how that happened, Starn's Lord.
Wager gone sour, I think. No,
you lost a bet.
Chris Shrewsbury roped me into it. So he said, okay, if you dress up ridiculous and come to this panel, I will donate $75 to the charity for Geek Gala, which is, so that was
awesome.
And
it wasn't totally ridiculous because they actually themed the panel around the Geek Gala theme.
Yeah, tiki fun or
geeky
Pacific Rim fun. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're at a convention, you don't stick out that bad.
No,
and honestly, I always, I'm a larger guy. I'm sort of like the Hulk. He's always angry. I'm always sweating at a convention. That's my secret. I just lather myself in deodorants and fine perfumes. But
using my perfume, please.
I'm sorry about that. But I was so comfortable because I wasn't wearing a shirt. The coconut bra allowed lots of airflow. And I was so comfortable. And I'm like, I think I'm going to wear that now for Charlotte Comic Con, the 2-dayer. It's like, it's perfect for cons. And it's like, you know.
It's a good attention grabber.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nothing untoward is showing.
No.
Okay. It's still on your belly, though.
Oh, yeah. I had temporary tattoos all over my body. So,
so in a lot of ways, you were covered up.
Somebody thought they were henna, and I'm like, oh, good Lord. Henna would last 2 to 3
henna?
Weeks. No.
Oh, no.
And it would take forever to draw that on, all that on his body.
The funny part was that he did a couple right across the top of his chest. So if you're wearing a golf shirt or a collared shirt, you can see these, like, but there's hair up there, so it broke up, but it wasn't gone.
Yeah.
So me being a girl, I pulled out, and being, you know, somebody who sticks their fingers with needles every day due to diabetes, I pulled out my alcohol swabs because I know how to do this.
It was
right?
Awesome. Yeah.
And I was like rubbing again. I was like, oh my God, the smell! It's right under my nose. I'm like, well, turn your head. So I've offered to get the rest of them off for you.
Yeah, I'll keep them until they wake off.
I'm just afraid that they're like rubbing off on the couch or something because there's a dragon on his back that's only half there and I don't know where the other half went. We have black sheets on the bed, so I'm like, I want to wash these. So anyway.
Yeah. But no, it was a ton of fun. And I definitely think, you know, the energy was just so much better this year.
Yeah.
And it was just fun. I don't know. I had a blast and I was smiling the whole con, I think. And then,
me too.
It was just cool. It was cool. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was busier, but you could still move around. So it was nice. And you could still get a drink at the bar. And yeah, so it was good.
The hallways in that hotel are somewhat irritating, but
they get a little narrow at times.
Particularly with tables on both sides. But it was never, it's not like Mad Monster Party, who also is at that hotel that is just should not be there.
I will not go to that. It's too dangerous.
But it had a nice flow to it this year. So
The weird thing was that we were at the bottom of the escalator, our normal place. Mm-hmm. So it was so nice to be back home.
Yeah.
But we were cooler. And then the writer's track, which is in the interior, not next to the open doors by the 95-degree weather, mm-hmm. they were warmer back there than we were at the bottom of the escalator.
It was actually a really nice day on Saturday.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. turned out to be like a very pleasant
my brother day. My brother and I took advantage of some of the pokey stops nearby between panels.
You do, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like we would go eat at the famous toastery, and there's a certain park bench over there that if you sit on it, you can get like 4 poke stops on your phone. So, it's a little addictive, but I really have to say, I feel like on Saturday you were part of the good vibe that went around there, Starnslore, because people coming down the escalator and going up the escalator watching as Perry was helping you put those tattoos on your body, and then people were coming up and putting dollar bills in because Wanda, being Wanda, is like, this is for charity, you can tip him if you like. Wanda, and he's like, what?
Wanda charitized it or monetized it.
Yeah, she totally texted me. She's like, I'm pimping Matt out.
I got a $10 bill. I was like, do I have to go home with you? What's happening? All right.
If you go home with somebody for a $10 bill, we're having a conversation.
It'd be at least 15. Yeah. So, no,
I'm joking. A 50, we'll talk.
I'm joking.
So.
No, but it was fun because, I don't know, I was just like, part of me was like, oh, I'm going to go change in the bathroom because I already had the hula skirt on. And then I was like, nah. So I just took the shirt off and put the coconut bra, which thank you, Carol, for modifying it. Yeah.
It was hilarious. The coconut bra literally had a 1-inch string between it. We're like, oh no.
It was in between it was in between my nipples, and I was like, well, this is gonna scare young children. We need to cover this situation up.
Yeah. Shrewsbury was a little very specific about what kind of coconut bra we were allowed to do.
So has he like purchased them before?
Well, he said that because I think he was thinking that Matt was just going to buy the hugest coconuts that he could to like cover up the two halves of his body.
No.
And we were just, he was like, it cannot exceed more than 2 inches past the areola. So it was like,
we're like, whatever, dude.
Whatever. Whatever.
Thank you, Chris.
I will say this, he's paid his dues. I sent him the invoice. He
good.
Paid.
Okay.
We're good. Very good. So don't be worried. It wasn't but we appreciate Chris giving us that opportunity because we were able to do that. And then we had so much fun handing out Lay's to everybody and watching people walk around with Lay's because it just made it like this whole like tribe thing.
Yeah.
Like even in the panel, Are You My Tribe? Everybody had a Lay. Everybody who came into that panel, mm-hmm. I made sure that they had a Lay. Oh, well, that's not what I said. But anyway, I made sure they got laid. And
we all got laid.
Yeah, everybody got laid, but HOA. And it was just a lot of fun. It was so much fun. Now, of course, for me, it was a little personal because, a week from Monday, I'm having surgery.
Yep. Mm.
So it was like my chance to see everybody before I was ensconced in my house for like 6 weeks. So I was like, yay, all the people. Which I'm also looking forward to your birthday for a similar reason.
Yes.
It's like, yay, I get to party one last time. I can't drink at your birthday though. That's the one thing I need to explain. So I didn't drink at con either because I was too.
I did.
I know.
I didn't drink the week before. This was my second con in a row.
We ran out of liquor. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
I felt like if I drank, I was taking from the people.
Yeah, so. I actually had rum in my room. I would have brought it, but I couldn't get back into the room. But yeah, this is my second con in a row, and that is tiring for my age.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it was for Chris and Tina Jones too, who came up from Greenville, South Carolina, and recorded our podcast. So thanks to Chris and Tina.
They had done Truck Atlanta the weekend before.
I had done Carolina's Fear Fest.
Kind of ran it too, and then I was still kind of a little tiny bit jet lagged. I came back from England, so
that's how we talked
for a week before that. Yeah. So yeah, I think I was just like, "What's happening? Okay, we're doing this. All right."
You're putting coconuts on your nipples. Come on.
sounds good. Is this customs? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you went to England for a week. Yeah,
7 days. It was for work, but had a little bit of time to have fun, and then I still need to post a lot more pictures, but I did post a video about the secret Narnia room.
I know, I'm so jealous.
It was crazy. Yeah. In the back of this pub, and it was just, you literally open up this little wardrobe, and then they're like, you move the clothes, and you go up this hallway, and then there's this special secret room in the back.
That's amazing.
I won't
tell
the pub unless you're going to go over there. Just ask me, and I'll tell you. But
you had to push the clothes aside to find the door handle to get through the wardrobe.
It was crazy.
That's the secret door I want in my house someday.
Yeah.
I want that. I also want a bookcase that opens up into hidden room.
Like a bat cave.
Yeah. So Sarah, this year you did not vend. You vended in the past.
Yes.
But tell us about some of your favorite parts of Con Carolinas this year, and then just things you've noticed. It doesn't have to be your favorite parts just because we're fangirling and boying over.
So actually, Con Carolinas was my first like convention ever.
Oh, wow.
A couple of years ago. My mom had got tickets in a raffle or something, and so my brother and I went, and it's been like 5 or 6 years now, I think, since we've been going. And I have vended the past 2 years.
Great.
And I was missing like going to the panels and seeing everybody. I love cosplay. Like, someday I plan to be good enough to do one myself, but I love watching other people and asking them about it and stuff. And so it was a lot of fun to kind of get back into the panels and stuff like that. It's also a lot of work to vend for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
And also, I'm a teacher, so I don't, and we're right in the middle of testing now, so I can never get there like as early as I should on Fridays.
Right,
so I'm always like pulling, like screeching in on two wheels on like 5 o'clock at Fridays and setting up my tables while everyone else is already selling. So it was, I just needed a break this year and go as an actual con goer. So it was a lot of fun. It was fun seeing a lot of the friends I've made in the dealer's room between Muggles Market and Con Carolina and, you know, catching up with them a little better because I could actually get to other people's tables this year.
Oh, yeah.
So
very cool. So what was your favorite part other than Geeky Rants and me?
Geeky Rants was great. My brother and I actually attended a really great campaign building panel. Because we both kind of switch off as being DM for our D&D group. And so that was really fun. And it was great. They talked about each panelist talked about what they needed to build a D&D campaign. And then they actually built one as we all sat there with like suggestions from the audience.
Ooh.
And my brother and I were like frantically taking notes. Like, we got to run this.
That's awesome.
It involved a scuba diving goblin.
Oh, cool.
And a necromancer who just wants to make friends.
Aww.
It's fantastic.
I love it.
That was so cool. And so now this will be your third or fourth Muggles Market?
Third.
So you were not at the first one?
I was not.
But you've been at all the ones at Noah's.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And you just got accepted for this one?
Yay. I was glad I remembered.
So somebody, I know.
That'd be awkward. You weren't accepted, unfortunately.
Oh. So yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if you were to explain the Muggles Market to somebody, how would you explain it to them? I'm always curious how other people explain stuff that we do, right, Carol?
Yes, it is. Yes,
It's just a good time.
Her mouth is just like
No, I always tell people like if you're looking for like Christmas presents or even birthday, like it's just a great place because there's a little bit of everything. It's very hard to actually make a profit because I want to buy all the stuff at all the other tables. So I guess it kind of evens out in the end. But.
Yeah. Well, you have a good product, so you sell it, and then
you go around and buy it. Yep. Good products.
Yeah, so.
Holidays done, yes.
Yeah, it's basically what happens. I'm like, oh, there's my brother, and there's my mom, and oh, that's dad's.
Yeah, the first year that we did it, we also had gaming going on because we were at a hotel as opposed to a single state unit. And Nick, one of our geeks, came down from gaming and was just walking through to be polite, I guess. Mm-hmm. And he's like, dang it, I bought 3 Christmas presents. He goes, I've never done that before. And now there's like a certain vendor that every year, Nancy Curl, that does the glassware.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. He's like, I always have to buy at least one piece from Nancy. That's just like, and he's like, where's Nancy? What booth is Nancy going to be? And I'm like, oh, you know.
Well, it was funny. Last year, it ended up, there's somebody who does like peg dolls, and that's like their thing.
Right, scrambled pegs.
Yeah. And they were like, right across from me from the room, and I was like, oh no.
but does them individually, yeah, and you do the
and they're
set.
Much better than mine, I have to admit.
Well, but that's all she does.
Yeah.
And like you do the peg dolls, the coasters, the magnets.
You do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Thank God you don't do any jewelry.
Yeah.
Just don't. If you do, don't bring it. No.
I know. I've had people yelling at me because I haven't accepted them yet. And it's because they have Anne jewelry. If they took the Anne jewelry off, I could just be like, yes. And gotcha, so I've just kind of got them in limbo because it's like I've only got 2 slots for jewelry left. Yep. And it's like, why give it to an Anne jewelry when I could wait for somebody who does like
jewelry.
Right, yeah.
It's hard. Life is hard, people.
It's tough.
So go out and have fun.
So anything else that we need to talk about? Anything important?
I did get an offer from Gala fans, Matt and Abby. They were dressed up, they was cosplay, and they were dressed up as Guardians of the Galaxy. I always want to say geekery now.
I know.
But anyway, they were like, you know what? We need a Drax next year. You don't mind having your shirt off. Do you want to do Drax next year? And I'm like, you're not going to let me
shave your head.
You're not going to let me shave my head or beard, but I think I'll just put makeup all over that. So,
and
I don't
know. You can just disappear, and then you would be Drax again.
I'm invisible. That's right.
It's so funny.
So that might be a thing next year. I don't know.
But as much as cool as not wearing a shirt is, I don't know how cool wearing makeup is going to be.
Yeah.
Plus, you have to powder yourself down and
body paint, and then you'd have to do some prosthetics for the tattoos. Or the branding that Drax has.
Yeah.
That's too complicated. I'll just do the tiki guy again.
Yeah. We could do different versions. You could do a Scottish tiki guy. You were going to get a kilt.
McTiki.
Yeah. We could get some tartan plaid coconuts. And can you help us with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll decoupage.
Okay, done. Them. We'll do that. Yeah.
I think that would be hilarious. Okay. It'd be like...
Scottish tiki.
Anyway.
All right. And you have to have little bands with little flags that they wear over their socks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Their sock garters.
It's sock garters. Yes.
Garters. That's the word.
So here's the deal. If you want to find out what Starnes Lord is going to do for next year, you have to come to Con Carolina.
That's right.
And if you want to see what he's doing for this year, you'll probably see a version of him running around at Geek Gala.
Yep.
You need to get your ticket before June 15th. So,
happy birthday.
Because it goes up in price.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's Carol's last hurrah.
I've already bought my ticket.
How old are you going to be, Carol?
51.
I was going to say 31. Yeah, I don't care. I told this guy in the cab I was 50, and then he started hitting on me because he thought I was younger, and I was like, no.
But, well, he didn't tell me the hit I on part.
Well, he said that we should be married, and I said, well, I think my husband would disagree.
Should be married? You didn't tell me any of this.
Well, she's telling you now.
Surprise.
On the podcast, so you can't say
anything. I got the Cliff Notes, which had a fun ride.
He was hilarious to talk to. We just kept joking, but then right before he was dropping me off, he said, oh, maybe the two of us should be married. And I'm like, you have a wife, I have a husband. I don't think they'd agree. So.
Yeah.
But he was an older guy, and he was joking. He just wanted a good tip, I think.
Good.
I'm not going to flatter myself. Just a little bit.
You are cute.
I'm adorbs.
You were being hit on. Yes, you were.
Yeah, that's okay. I think he was just shocked when I didn't care that I was saying. Yeah, he's like, you're 50? I'm like, well, I'm in my 50th year. I'm 49. So he was like, oh, I didn't realize that. It's like, maybe your wife doesn't put on makeup. I don't know. I don't put on makeup either, but I put jewelry on and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's Con Carolina's, but again, it's always going to be about me, Sarah. I don't know.
That's if right.
We're kind of drifting away from the
drifting away. All right. So, Sarah, where can we see character creations?
Muggles Market.
Yes.
I think that's my next one this year. Kind of slowing it down.
Do you have a website?
I'm on Facebook. Okay. So far, no Etsy or nothing yet.
But Sarah's character creations.
Character creations,
and yes. Sarah is with an H.
It, of course, it's the only way to spell it.
Yeah. Well, it also goes with your name more because it's MOHR.
Yeah, so we had it really to be makes different.
It kind of balancey. Yeah, I like the balance.
It also helps that none of my students know how to find me on the internet because they don't know how to spell my name because they think it's just the normal way.
Well, that's the better
way.
That's
helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Not a teacher, but I used to be a recruiter. Same thing. Don't want people finding me. Why didn't I get this job? Because you suck. Sorry. Because you did show up to the interview. I don't know how to help you. So.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So are we done?
I think we're almost done. I just want to say thanks. A huge shout out to everybody at the Con Carolina.
Yeah, absolutely. Please have us back next year.
Yeah, not only that, but like all the people that came and supported a regrowing.
Regrowth of the actual convention.
Okay, this is the one reboot that I am 100% for.
Yeah.
So
Let us know your favorite panels too.
Let them know your favorite panels because, you know, it helps them when you give them feedback.
Yeah.
Yes. And I just met some amazing people that hadn't been on panels with me before. And stuff like that. I just had so much fun. My face hurt from smiling so much. So my feet also hurt, but that was another thing.
That was totally different. Yeah.
But my face hurt just because I was so happy to be there. And I think that was just such a different vibe than last year. So I'm so happy about that. Yeah. Sarah, it was awesome to have you on
here. It was great to be here.
Even if you were just smiling in your mic, that was amazing. You have the best smiling mic I've ever seen.
Well, thank you.
So come and check out Sarah. Her stuff is awesome.
Yeah.
And if you think of a chess set that you would like, let Sarah know now.
Oh, definitely.
And you can pick it up in time for Christmas. Because if you order it the first weekend in November, that's going to put a little stress on you.
Yeah.
But if you go in there beforehand, and if you think of a good versus chess set.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely take some.
Like maybe Plants versus Zombies.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Hmm. Yeah. So, you know, or Twilight. We could do Wolves versus Vampires. We could try.
Just throw glitter on
it. We could do Edward. Yeah. Was it Edward was his?
I would need Edward. A lot of glitter versus, for that setting.
Versus Batman. Yeah. Versus Batman.
Oh, yeah. Gotham versus Twilight.
Glitter versus dark.
I like it.
Dun, dun, dun. Then we should do like, there should be a whole chess set that's just people as themselves in different roles.
Alan Rickman versus
like
somebody else who's in a lot of things. I'm drawing
Grafthar's hammer versus Snape.
Human Torch versus Captain America.
There you go.
Same universe even. That's kooky. Now, yeah.
Okay. Give us your verses that Sarah should be making.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Now we can go because Carol wants to eat.
I'm starving, so I need to go.
Catering provided by Joey's mom.
Joey's mom out in the living room going, are those people ever coming back?
No.
So, all right. We love you all.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Find us on the web at guardiansofthegeekery.com and everywhere fine podcasts are found. Support the Charlotte Geeks at patreon.com/charlottegeeks. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure on Guardians of the Geekery.